driving you home. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive and Seats Are Us. On 98.9 FM for the best country.
My guest in the studio today, singer, songwriter, guitarist, Australia's own Beth Brown. Beth, great to have you joining me.
Oh, it's great to be here, Elijah. I'm so excited to be back in Australia. We just touched down from Nashville last week, so great to be in the homeland again.
You're back in Australian soil after doing some writing over there in America, Nashville, the country music capital of the world. How long had you stayed over there for?
I was in Nashville for just a little bit over a year, and I had a brilliant opportunity to write and record with a producer called Brad Jones, who's recorded a lot of wonderful Australian artists, Missy Higgins and Bob Evans, and so I had an opportunity which brought me out to Nashville. And spent the year writing and recording over there, and yeah, just had the best year of my life. I've been really, really blessed.
Talk to me about the culture over in Nashville, and how do Australians and Americans differ in terms of receiving your music?
Oh man, I think Australian artists that have gone before us, like Keith Urban, and you know, there's a lot of grace for Australian artists in Nashville at the moment. They, you know, you're welcomed in with open arms into the music community over there, and you know, every opportunity that I received in Nashville really came off the back of doing writing rounds. So writers' rounds, heading out in Nashville, playing at the Bluebird Cafe and the Listening Room, people would come up to you afterwards and say, look, we love what you do. We'd love to get you in on a co-write. And that's how the doors and my Nashville journey opened up. It was about, you know, on the ground level, connecting in with great writers on Music Row and then collaborating with them and writing. I had some great experiences writing with a gentleman called Jerry Sally, who has penned a lot of songs for Chris Stapleton on The Traveller and has had immense success. And I was just in those moments just pinching myself, just going, oh, this is amazing, and just taking every opportunity that I could. Yeah.
I mean, that sort of leads me to my next question. You know, was there anyone over there in the States that you got to work with that you were just starstruck by? Anyone that sort of you were taken back by?
Yeah, all the time. I got introduced to a brilliant musician. His name's Steve Cropper, and he's an incredible guitarist, was very influential in the Motown era, and wrote some amazing songs, Otis Redding's Dock of the Bay, Wilson Pickett's Midnight Hour, and I was invited into their studio at RCAC, which is the big kind of commercial country, recording studio at the moment, and just to do some session singing for them. And but he was one character that I was so nervous around, and because you know the music that they've written and you become fans. I've listened to a lot of older style country my whole life too. So, you know, I have a real respect for, where country music's come from and where it's going. So, yeah, just a buzz. Just unbelievable opportunities there. Yeah.
Good stuff. So you made your debut appearance at the Americana Fest back in 2015, playing the prestigious Bluebird Cafe. And you also became the first female Australian artist to be endorsed by the Gretsch Company, welcomed by owner Fred Gretsch. What a year. How was that experience?
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, that opportunity sprang from being at a guitar conference that Tommy Emmanuel curates over in Nashville. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's working hard and working hard at your craft as a musician, but also being at the right place at the right time. And I actually was just looking at the Gretsch inventory at that guitar festival and dreaming about owning this beautiful White Falcon guitar, and Fred Gretsch walks up behind me and we start chatting, and he noticed that my Australian accent, and he said, we love supporting and sponsoring international artists. And and the next week I had, you know, I sent off a track, a recording and a song, and the marketing team said yes. And the next week they'd sent out that beautiful White Falcon electric guitar all the way from Arizona. And, you know, for the past year I've been playing that guitar, and it's about building on those relationships. And I'm absolutely honored to be a Gretsch artist and yeah, they're actually supporting me to go out to South by Southwest in March. So, you know, the journey continues for 2017 as well as a Gretsch artist. So I'm stoked.
Just incredible. I mean, you meet such amazing people. You've been able to do a number of great things. Going on stage, performing over there in the States, I mean, do you have a ritual before you go on stage? Is there something to do, you know, to calm your nerves, center yourself?
Absolutely. We, the boys and I have a band in Nashville, and we just played Americana Fest just in September, and we were sharing the stage with Casey Chambers, which is like an all-time favourite singer-songwriter of mine, and I was so nervous. It was, the biggest opportunity that I'd had to date, and so before I got up on stage, I actually gathered the boys, the band around me, and I said, can someone just pray, pray that this performance goes well and that we're received well by the crowd. And, you know, and I feel like when I step up on stage with my band, they're like brothers. And I really feel like as a female artist, you need that. You need a good support team up there, and I feel so confident stepping out with these musicians. My keys player, Darius, he plays for Little Big Town, and so I have confidence in them, and that kind of spurs me on to be courageous up there and irons out the nerves, because I know I can rely on my boys. So yeah, I think it comes down to that, having a good band
and having good
songs and a good band,
having a good support network. Awesome stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Can you talk to me about some of the band members you have and who's playing on the road with you at the moment?
Oh, on the road, yeah, absolutely. So it's important to me to connect in with local artists at every location. So we're kicking off the Australian tour up in Brisbane at the Junk Bar on the 6th of January. It's a Friday night, and we've got a beautiful local artist called Sue Ray, who we met originally in Nashville, but she's just an amazing singer-songwriter. She's just about to launch an album in the next few months as well. It's about coming together in each region that we're touring with the local artists and championing their music as much as the single release for us. And also I have a friend, Miss Gillian Lintlaker, who is an amazing singer-songwriter in Nashville. She's coming out to do the tour support as well. So I'm very privileged. She's a good friend and great, music mentor for me. And I'm really excited about featuring her to an Australian audience, because she's going viral on all the Spotify charts at the moment. So I think the next couple of years are going to be really big for her, and she's already got an inbuilt audience listening online in Australia. So, mixing Americans and local artists into my touring routes is where my heart is at, and get out all of our music out there.
With so many subgenres that sort of fall under country, it does tend to kind of get hard to keep up with. So I really have to ask you, what genre do you class yourself as, or how would you best describe your music?
I think at this moment in time, it always changes, Elijah, but I think at this moment in time, I am an Americana artist. Mm-hmm. And this song in particular definitely pertains to an Americana country folk crowd. I think that's where I'm at this stage. And as any artist will tell you, music and artistry is always an evolution. And but this is kind of like my home ground, and my platform at the moment would be in country folk and Americana. Grown up in Newcastle, so always had an affinity for a good story. And that's where I'm starting at. So who knows where it's going to go. I'm excited to see what happens next year too. And, with writing more songs and continue to release as well in the US and Australia. So,
speaking of 2017, your debut EP Dreamcoat is set to be released next year with the single Easy available at the moment. You did some collaborating, and the song itself was written by Butterfly Boucher, if I'm not mistaken. Can you talk to me about the record, Boucher?
Yeah, she's incredible. She's worked a lot with my producer, and Brad thought it would be a great songwriting match. Butterfly writes for Missy Higgins and has co-produced one of her albums that was recorded in Nashville. So you know, I just went out to her home up in the hills in Nashville, and we sat down, and basically I just come with a pocket full of ideas, and we found that, you know, the collaboration was easy, obviously. We wrote the song easy, and we worked together well. She understands, you know, country. She understands pop and the indie genre well. And, I mean, working with her was such a privilege. This is an artist that tours with Sarah McLachlan as a singer and bass player, but is a talented singer-songwriter in her own right. So, yeah, it was a really pinch yourself moment for me. I'd been a fan of Butterfly Vouchers for a long time, so yeah.
I mean, going into the studio, was there music or a set lot of lyrics that you sort of had in mind, or was it all sort of organic and it came about in the studio?
I think it, particularly with this track, a lot of the lyric and like the harmonic and the, you know, the musical bed that we were putting the lyric on top of had already been pre-constructed before we stepped into studio. But working with Brad, he loves trying different instrumentation, and you know, that's where the experimental stage comes in studio. Like, you know, we'll get the session musicians coming in, and we'll record like a basic idea, but then he'll give the musician room to move and room to experiment. Maybe a solo or a musical concept, like a motif or something. And that's what I love about him. He'll, you know, we'll get the basics down, but then there's always room to move, to be creative, and see what happens. So we leave the flying by the seat of your pants to the session musicians, which in Nashville, it's they're very equipped to do that. You know, they're highly trained, and you know, it was an amazing time to see it all unfold. You know,
talk to me about the artists that inspire you today, or do they inspire you with your music, and do they affect what sort of music you make?
Oh, absolutely. I've grown up on Bonnie Raitt. She was a huge influence, like especially any female artist that has a beautiful resonating voice, a tone, and sings content that, you know, reaches into your heart and you have a heart connection with. And the fact that she plays guitar, lead guitar, and she has just such a strong presence on stage. When I go and watch her perform, I think as a young girl watching her and looking on, I was like, I want to be like that. And also her style of artist, you know, she hasn't gone after the big fame initially in her career, but she has toured with Muddy Waters and all of the greats and honed her craft and, you know, has had great success later on in her career. I think she had a, you know, first really big successful album when she was in her early 40s. So that's a style of musician that I aspire to be. Someone who goes for longevity and releases great content. Bonnie Raitt is just, my biggest admiration for her, absolutely.
Is there anyone whom you credit your success to?
Oh,
apart from yourself?
Look, honestly, I think it all began by my dad having one of the best vinyl collections around. I was just super lucky that he has great musical taste. And
what do you have in the collection?
Oh, mate, I've got vinyl, the Beatles anthology, which, you know, for a songwriter, and I've been listening to the Beatles since I was a little baby, and Neil Young and Bob Dylan and the band and lots of 1960s, 70s folk and rock. Really, I have a huge love across different genres, but I think it honestly all began when I was listening to, you know, what my dad was playing around the house and fell in love with music from a very early age. So, yeah.
Wow. Great collection too. Beatles, Bob Dylan. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So you've got a run of shows coming up here in Brisbane, as you mentioned, on Friday the 6th of January, with shows in Byron, Lismore, Sydney, Melbourne. Then you wrap things up in your hometown of Newcastle, all a part of your easy tour. What can fans expect from the gigs, and do you have any special guests joining you on the road?
Definitely. I think each gig will be a different flavour. As I said, we're pulling in local artists, so, the Brisbane gig's going to look a little bit different to Lizotte's, but Yeah, I think I really wanted to celebrate some country artists and successful country artist women that have been working very hard in the industry. And but definitely for Lizotte and Brisbane, I've chosen two really strong leading ladies there to run alongside. And Lynn Botel is one of them who, you know, has advocated me over in Nashville with her songwriting connections, and I'm so privileged to stand on a stage with her. She is an award-winning country female artist and an incredible songwriter. She's being backed by her long-standing band called Southern Steel. They're kind of like a country roots band, and the boys will also be backing me on the night as well. We've got some feature artists. We've got Sue Carson from the Rugrass Band, Bob Corbett and the Rugrass Band. Their lead violin player, Sue, will be playing with me on that night. I think each location will definitely take on its own flavour, which will be dictated by the local artist that will be joining. So that's really cool. I'm happy it's turned out that way.
Wonderful stuff. And you can find out more about those gigs up online at your website, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. People can definitely reach out at www.bethbrownmusic.com. If they want to know what's happening for now and into next year, they can subscribe on that website as well and get monthly updates of what's happening with Beth Brown and see how the journey's unfolding. Yeah.
Well, Beth, thank you very much for your time. All the best for the future, and looking forward to hearing Dreamcoat for 2017.
Absolutely, Elijah. Thank you so much for having me, and it's so great to chat and speak out on 98.9 FM for the best country, mate.
Driving you home, sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive and Seats R Us on 98.9 FM for the best country.